Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right. Each day for a while, we know people are stuck at home, all other kinds of things. They're running out of things to watch or know about. We're going to bring you some of the very best people that we know that can give you some choices, TV, film, and the like. And one of them is on the left coast. Christian Toto joins us again on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, thanks for getting us on your schedule today. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. My schedule is light these days, like everyone else. It's sort of it's a crazy new world, I have to say.
Yeah, but now is when we need you guys more to ferret out all the stuff we've chewed up here. You know, Better Call Saul would be on. I'd have a binge on the weekend. I'd watch every season imaginable. I got to wait till every Monday. So you have found some things on Netflix I haven't seen. End of Watch is an overlooked crime drama that I don't know much about.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is one of the stars here. Michael Pena as well. Follows some police officers. A lot of kind of cam work here. You know how body cams are now the new normal with some police departments. But you know, we see a million different crime dramas, but this one felt different to me. It's gritty. It's interesting. It's different. And sort of that first-person perspective sort of makes it visually appealing. But I really liked it. It's one of those films you'll watch and go, why didn't they make more buzz about this when it hit theaters? But, you know, there's so many films out there, and there's so much pressure, and there's so much noise that sometimes a lot of good films just kind of go under the radar. And that's one of the great things about streaming. You can catch up with stuff.
Amazon Prime, you say Death Wish, the Bruce Willis remake. I think I only vaguely saw something. I'm very particular about that, but I'll defer to you. You like it.
Yeah, you know, it's fun. It's cathartic at times. It really got dismissed in part because it wasn't politically correct. It's, you know, it's a figure who's taking out the bad guys, and in our new world, our woke world, that gets in trouble sometimes. But I thought it was kind of had a fun vibe to it. It was kind of clever. And I think Bruce Willis can sleepwalk through roles. I think he starts the movie kind of in that same tone, but he does wake up. And I think he's a pretty effective, you know, vigilante. Listen, nothing's going to replace Charles Bronson, but I was surprised how much I enjoyed it. Again, it's on Amazon Prime.
That first Bronson Death Wish, I can go and watch it right now. There's several critical scenes there when the son says we ought to just cut and run and all. Oh, man. Unbelievable. Hey, Christian, how about Fleabag? Now, our local guy, Neil Zorin, raves about it. I have not seen any of Fleabag. Do you recommend it?
Yeah, I really do. You know, there was a ton of hype about it. I didn't know if I should mention it to you just because it's getting a lot of publicity. I kind of like to talk about the stuff that does fly under the radar, but it is really good. It's Phoebe Waller-Bridge is an excellent actress. She's the creator behind the show. She's the star. Only two seasons. I think they're all six episodes each. So it's a quick binge for sure. And it definitely is for adults. The material here is, you know, it's sexual at times. It's raw, but it's really funny and clever and interesting and thoughtful. And the main character is so incredibly flawed, but she has this odd moral compass in a way. So it's kind of a different kind of heroine that you're used to seeing. I really enjoyed it.
Hunters isn't on your list. My producer and I really, really like it. I consumed it very quickly. Even Al Pacino playing a Jewish guy, which is fake, and a whole bunch of stuff. But our local TV guy did not like it, I can tell. What do you say?
Yeah, you know, I've only seen the first two episodes, and I was not on board. But, you know, I've spoken to other people who said they really enjoyed it, so it's possible it gets better. Maybe it finds its kind of groove. So maybe I did kind of bailed on it too soon. I did like Al Pacino. When I first heard about the project, I thought, oh, he's going to be doing his hoo-ah, you know, his overacting. Yeah. But I think I don't think he does that. I think he's actually more measured and brings all the gravitas that Pacino can bring. So, yeah, listen, it definitely a split decision from a lot of folks, but that's the beauty of streaming. You check it out. You're not liking it. You can kind of go to some other project.
Hulu, what are some of your choices there?
You know, a movie came out last year called Instant Family. It's about a couple that decides to adopt foster children, three of them. And it's the kind of movie where it doesn't avoid the real issues with foster children. These are complicated stories. These kids have had some really tough upbringings, but there's lots of joy and love. It stars Rose Byrne and Mark Wahlberg. It's heartwarming. It's sweet. The language is a little rough, but I think your family, sort of the average family, might be able to kind of tolerate it. And I think the lessons within it are really good. So another movie, I just didn't think it kind of connected with theatrical audiences, but you know, it's on Hulu right now.
We didn't ask you in preparation for this, but I'm sure you have one or two. I'm interested, families here, and I'm sure where you are, it's happening too, all the time at home. They're working from home. The kids are there and all that. What's the number one or two in your mind that's a great film for adults and family? Is there one? Or I always thought The Simpsons was, but maybe not.
Yeah, you know, The Simpsons is a good choice for sure. It's enough snark for adults, but there's a lot of silly stuff for the kids. I think it kind of crosses those generations. I think Pixar movies are almost always a home run. And, you know, whether it's the Toy Story films, Finding Nemo, Inside Out, The Incredibles. I think those movies really work on every possible, fire in every possible cylinder, because it's smart, it's interesting, it's thoughtful, it's got stuff for the kids, it's got stuff for the adults. It never panders to either group. So I think with the Pixar movies, you can almost never go wrong. So those are my suggestions. And also, I could watch those movies again and again. I could watch Incredibles right now.
Absolutely. Christian Toto with us here at Talk Radio 1210. So Christian, in your neck of the woods, how's the virus affecting? Is there anything imminent? We saw the Tom Hanks story. I guess he's the most prominent face of it. I'm watching NBA basketball. Kevin Durant has contracted it. That's pretty major. It's not LeBron James, but it's right up there. How about in the Hollywood type of thing around the virus? What's happening?
Well, you know, I think the biggest change, which is very interesting, is that Universal, one of the big, big studios, is going to be making a lot of their films available to watch at home. So The Invisible Man was technically in theaters. It just came out a week or two ago. You're going to be able to see it at home for $20 for the rental fee. I think it starts this Friday or Saturday. So they're going to be doing that with a new Trolls sequel, The Hunt, which came out about a week or so ago. So I think what they're saying is, hey, the theatrical experience is shut down for now. Maybe we can make these movies available for home. But, you know, we jack up the price a bit, give people a chance to see them. We recoup our costs. But I think the bigger picture is, what if it really connects? What if people love it? It could change the way we watch movies.
Absolutely. We'll see. Where do we find all things Christian Toto?
The website is hollywoodintoto.com. I just rebooted it. It's got a fresh, brand new coat of paint. Also on Twitter, at hollywoodintoto.
Thank you, Christian. Thanks. That's some great stuff. Next time, we have to talk about this South Korean zombie movie, though.
Oh, yeah. Train to Busan. Great stuff.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.